A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from the Am I the Arsehole Here subreddit from Throwaway Proposal Finn. And this is a story that we have covered in the past, but it does have a new update to it as well. So, as always, if you want to skip certain parts of the story, timestamps are always down in the description and along the timeline below. Thank you. Now, let's get started. Yesterday, after dinner, my 52 female boyfriend of 30 years, 53 male, proposed to me. He just walked towards me holding a box and said to open it. It was a ring, and I had pictured this moment a million different times, but never thought I'd be so apathetic. My boyfriend then said that he was retired now and he wants to kick back and enjoy life with me and would love to do it all with me as his wife. A nice speech and all, but from the 5-year mark of our relationship onwards, I'd been making clear my deep desire to marry and was consistently dismissed, given empty promises, gaslit. We had been through the gamut with therapy and one counselor implied that me telling him we needed to go to therapy and getting his butt on the couch still means nothing if his mind has been made up. I was in denial about the fact that he was just giving me the false illusion of progress to stall. My boyfriend and I have 4 kids. The oldest 3 are adults while the youngest is 15 female. We were sleeping over elsewhere when this all went down. All of our kids went to private school filled with typical southern soccer parents. I had to endure PTA mom's jabs about me not sharing a last name with my kids. Preteen years were hell because the older kids would taunt my kids by saying, "Your dad would rather sin and go to hell than marry your mum." My boyfriend's mum would tell him marriage would be selfish on my part. It's just a piece of paper. My boyfriend ended up rising the ranks until he became an executive. I was a stay-at-home mum, so I felt like there was always a power imbalance, exasperated by the fact that I could be tossed at any time. I partly did stay because I wanted my kids to have the best life, because I felt lucky and proud to be partnered with such an intelligent, successful man, but also because I loved him. These past few years, my boyfriend's career has taken a downturn. He will never be poor, but the company he was a part of took a nosedive during 2020. He had made enemies out of associates slash board members. He decided to step back from his role and take the generous severance agreed upon. Now he is living off his investments and wants to relax. I did not like how his career ended and how he treated people and had been deciding whether I wanted to leave and find somebody else after our youngest turns 18. So the proposal was a shock because I should hope that he noticed I've avoided conversations about the future as of late. He rattles on about downsizing our house so we can travel and also cutting back on our other expenses. But we're not married, so it's all his money slash house anyway. He did notice my eye roll and was offended. He asked what's wrong, and I said that suddenly now that he's downsizing, I'm good enough to marry. He got mad and said that now that he's downsizing and no longer an executive, I suddenly think our relationship is disrespectful, and started implying I was a gold digger. I was so angry I walked out and said I might just go out looking for a respectful relationship because I don't know what respect is anymore. Am I the arsehole? So in the comments, President Pug said straight away, "And you didn't leave earlier because?" Celtic Art replied to that saying, "Seriously, if you start saying that you want to get married at year 5, you dump him if he doesn't show he's going to make an effort by the end of year 6. Could be sunken cost fallacy." March Crow says to that, she literally addressed this though. She wanted a better life for her kids than she would have been able to give them on her own since she was a stay-at-home mum. Likely didn't have her own money or it was limited. That's a real concern. She also mentioned being in the South. The safety net of resources down here is rotted through. and also that she genuinely did love him and enjoyed much of the relationship. A big part of what keeps people stuck in dead-end relationships is this exact reaction the comments section is having. At literally every stage of a bad relationship, people blame women. I get I'll probably get downvoted for this, but like, she did give her reasons, and she's also not asking about those reasons. She's asking if she was an asshole for rolling her eyes and not being about it. Obviously not the asshole. She feels how she feels now. Celtic replies to that saying, if she didn't have kids at year 5, she should have left him. People don't change after 5 years of ignoring you, no matter how much you love them or enjoy the relationship. So okay, replies to that and saying, if she didn't have a prenup before having kids, a pre-preg, or was living with someone who kept demonstrating how little her happiness meant to him, she shouldn't have had them. I mean, she shouldn't have had unprotected sex with a guy who didn't want to marry her. If that's what she needed to be happy. Unless she lived in a common law state and was considered legally married at the time for the purposes of alimony and child support, or at least unless she was staying with him while getting a degree and work experience to support herself and the kids, anything else is fantasy land. I wish men and women both had to receive a little booklet and pass a test demonstrating basic knowledge of the legal realities of marriage before getting married, or before not getting married and having kids. It's incredibly risky for both partners. And says, if I can't have sex with you, I'll just have it with someone else. Famous last words of Prince Charming. I feel for this woman, but come on. She lived and had 4 kids with an arsehole. She's not the arsehole, but she is the one who didn't look after her own interests or those of her children. So, a day later after this, OP comes in with an update and says, at the time of my original post, my boyfriend and I had not spoken since the engagement fight. I've been with him long enough to know that when he goes and closes the bedroom door before I get in, that's a signal that I should sleep in one of the guest rooms, so I did that. However, this morning I broke the ice. I told him about how dismissed I felt over the years. I also said that we are both in our 50s and these last few years have taught us that people at work who kiss the ground you walk on one day can easily turn on you the next. And true partners in life are valuable and hard to find. So I wish he'd treat me like I'm valued. Instead, he treats me like he thinks prettier, better, and just as loving is always around the corner. I apologize for the eye roll, but told him that if he wants marriage, I want a quick committed timeline and genuine happiness from him to be marrying me. I don't need a big party. He listened to me and finally asked if this was about money / security. He told me that being an executive's girlfriend required things of me, but if I wanted to work, I could leave. He said he doesn't think I'm grateful enough for the position in society I was in due to his career, but that he's not mad about the eye roll. He said he didn't succeed by being that sensitive. He went on to say that I was not his prisoner, so I can leave at any time. But to remember, he won't tolerate being made my prisoner either via manipulation. He said that for what it's worth, the engagement ring is mine and that I could do whatever I wanted with it. He will also not be accused of not providing for his daughter, so be assured he won't shirk child support, but that he felt what I said before was emotional blackmail. So, he no longer wants to go forward with marrying, but says, if I'd like to travel with him, that's fine. Him traveling is non-negotiable. And so if I wanted to get a job, it would have to be a remote job. It was a sad conversation, and I spent a few hours alone after that. I felt I had nothing to lose, so I just asked him if he would support me getting an associate, but that most associates for technical careers were in person. He then dropped the bombshell that if I wasn't traveling with him, he wasn't going to go those periods without sex. I was astounded by his callousness because he's back to take it or leave it. We fought again with me saying, we're all feeling the effects of age. I've supported him through health issues, and if he thinks he can just find somebody who has that loyalty I've shown him, he's wrong. At this point, I'm looking for ways out. I can't say I haven't been tempted to say I'll travel with him and try to get a remote job, but also realize how resentful I am that he continues to need to have the power in the relationship. I don't think I'll ever know my value truly, but something telling me there has to be better out there, at least in a partner. So Quiet Village responded to OP, and OP left a bit of a update / comment on that one. Quiet Village said, yes, 25 years, it's time to just leave. Staying with him is pointless. He will need to pay child support, but unfortunately, since he's living off severance and interest, good luck with that. He planned everything out just right. OP says, so last update from me for a while. I've decided to start sending in applications from work from home jobs such as social media manager, operations assistant, and bookkeeper as soon as I can get a resume together. I have downloaded templates online and I'm looking into displaced homemaker programs. There are some resume tip websites that are saying they have helped homemakers land 60k jobs, and I'm going to work hard on my resume. I hope that when they see my earnestness in the interview, they will be moved to take a chance on me, instead of saying that a white collar job is too much for me to ask for when I'm willing to work hard. I feel that after running a household that these operations and administration jobs, as well as social media management jobs since I've done the photography for my family and friends, would be within my scope of experience. I hope my comments have not come across as spoiled or out of touch. I apologize if that has offended anyone. What I was trying to say is that I want to be able to rent a studio / one bedroom in a semi-safe neighborhood. I've heard that new grads are able to make 45 to 50k a year semi-remote in business administration or marketing, and then hit 70 to 80k in around 5 years. And I hope that if I show my intent to get a certification in those fields, that employers would give me this opportunity for me to rise up the ranks. I just need somebody to take a chance on me and let me prove that I'm a hard worker. I'm not above applying to the big box retailers and such, but the people who work there seem to all be teens or else adults with dubious criminal pasts. So for the sake of my safety, as well as the promotion opportunities available with these desk jobs, I would like to explore all my options. I will not sell the ring as of right now, out of respect for my partner. However, if he shows me any more displays of disrespect, I will sell the ring. I will, however, do everything I can to prevent myself from falling into poverty. And if that means seeing a lawyer, I will do so. But in my opinion, new grads don't have that much more experience and much less invested in their job. They can pack up and leave at any time. I feel I'd be a more reliable hire. And there were some comments on the back of that one saying, you know, OP's pretty deluded if they think they're going to land one of those jobs in this current market. But
life is full of what ifs. Some awesome. Like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
A month later, OP comes in with another update and says, it's been over a month since I last posted and my life has changed drastically. For those who didn't see my previous posts, my boyfriend of 30 years proposed after I'd begged him for 25 years and had rolled my eyes because it took 25 years and him not being an executive anymore. In response, he retracted the proposal. I really wish this update could have been positive, but I'm not doing well. But what remains is hope. Hope in the kindness of others. My grown kids, employers, courts, even my kid's dad. Hope in the value of love that I've given so freely to my kid's dad. Because I was raised to believe even those who don't appreciate the love I've given them will eventually self-actualize and pay it back. Here's what has happened since. Since my kid's dad accused me of trying to keep him an emotional prisoner, I tried to show him I valued his freedom. I gave him his space and showed that I could live life without trapping him. I started doing that right after our discussion. His reaction was anger. After our talk, he started glaring and picking fights over everything. The speed at which I did housework, my spending within his allowance, and cut it to nearly zero. Asked for the ring back during an argument. I took the comments to my post to heart. In particular, advice telling me that if badgered, I should refuse to leave the house. Just a few days after our conversation about the engagement, he picked a fight and accused me of ignoring him. He said he wanted me out. I said no, I deserve to be here. He responded by having a lawyer send me notice telling me to vacate that day. It happened so quickly, I was too shocked to react. My kids were torn between dad's bluffing and try to leave, but now he's filed to evict. It's up to the courts now. I tried looking for legal aid, but the person I talked to was cold and implied that my status as a mum and partner won't protect me from eviction. I've tried sending out applications for office jobs. I was told by friends to be kind to myself because if one rejection comes, something better will be along. My adult kids suggested I apply for SNAP, food stamps, and I haven't out of shame. They said if I do and dad and I no longer live together, the government will help me collect child support. My grown kids said they can't risk upsetting dad. My oldest told me a gas station was hiring night shift and had tried to help me once he graduated. Just when I decided to just be grateful for the job, they rejected me after an interview where I feel I spoke well. That hurt. But I keep having hope because every day there are new remote and non-remote jobs posted, saying they're training the right candidate. I'm applying to every corporation, it seems, with hope that one of them will take the chance on me, give me an interview that I will ace, see me for somebody pulling herself up. I know my boyfriend wants me to beg, but I don't know if that would make him drop the suit. I just don't know anymore. I am in my corner of the house trying to keep things normal and applying like it's a job. I don't know what else to say, but that ends my update for now. I maintain hope and dignity. And we do have an update to this in a second, but Uncle Ned is Dead says Arkansas doesn't recognize common law. Opie's boyfriend knew how to ensure she was a position of no power, and at every opportunity, Opie kept making the wrong decision. Severink says, I actually read the original post before the update, and I actually told Opie that she had to be very careful of what she did next because she had almost no leverage, nor did she have any power as far as ownership of anything that was made during the relationship. Of course, everyone else was telling OP to just leave or give the guy an ultimatum. I couldn't understand why they'd so glibly give a stranger that advice without having any understanding of the situation except OP's post. The sassiest panda says, yeah, I think a lot of Redditors are young and don't have the life experience to give out half the advice they freely dispense. I read her posts and died inside for her at every turn. She kept making wrong turns and now look at the mess she's in. Life isn't a rom-com. Actions have some real ugly consequences. No Jedi responds saying, I mean, I'm 21, but rolling her eyes was the worst thing she did to herself. Even worse than staying with him for 25 years without a ring. I keep replying to this, but this woman sounds extremely delusional. She has no degree, no experience, no money, and nothing on her name yet. She is very picky with her job applications. She thinks hiring people should see her as a human instead of data. And she thinks she can marry someone rich. She didn't need any advice to screw herself over. She's very well capable of doing it herself, and she doesn't even understand the position she is in right now. And a comment which Opie responds to from the 94th EU says, Amazon will literally hire anyone. That's not a dig at you, by the way. So if you need a job and don't mind warehouse work and can get there, you just have to pass a drug test. I've had some terrible worker and interview friends apply and get the job. Plenty of warehouse workers are like 50 plus, so even age isn't a problem. Don't know how old you are, just covering grounds. I think starting pay was like $17 to $19 an hour, depending on where you're at. I'm assuming that's more than a gas station. I could be wrong though. I haven't applied to a gas station job before. Wishing you all the luck. Obi says, I just think for me to be committed as something I need to be passionate about it. That would likely be in a marketing field. At this time, I just don't think it would be a good fit for my needs and where I want to go from here. I've applied to around 100 marketing jobs for big corporations and small ones as well as remote. Ideally, I'd like a remote position since I work better when I'm comfortable in my setting. NJES replies that saying, you're not qualified. You need to prepare to work to survive. Thinking you should be remote and too good for physical labor isn't going to help you get a job. Seriously, you need a job. Opie says, I have been applying for jobs where I will be making six figures in a few years. I just need one person to see me as a human rather than a sheet of paper and data point. And one more comment from Starcasm who replies to OP saying, I'm an attorney and it took me a lot more than a few years to hit six figures. If you have no degree and no experience, you're applying to the wrong jobs. So around 5 weeks later after this one, OP comes in with another update and says, unconscionable has happened. A judge is letting my ex-boyfriend evict me. A judge who is supposed to uphold the laws of fairness, morality, and for years I assume kindness found in favor of my ex-boyfriend. My head is spinning. I have not found a job yet, and I did everything right. I applied to hundreds upon hundreds of marketing jobs online. I've gotten 3 responses, but those responses asked me to download communication apps to do the interview, and their instructions are so hard to understand. I don't do well with non-concrete directions, so I got too aggravated to respond. However, at this point, I'm desperate enough to interview even there. I've taken the advice to apply to non-marketing jobs. My older daughter wrote me a resume for an office assistant job for a church that only offered 8 to 10 hours a week at $2 over minimum wage. I got called for interview, and the pastor, of all people, seemed disappointed after seeing me and greeted me with a different tone than he greeted the next applicant who came in, a woman in her mid-20s. Horrible behavior from a mid-30s man. He even called me mom in the apprehensive tone. I did not get the job, but I feel bad for whoever does. I only have a few days before a sheriff arrives. I called my kids for help. My legal aid attorney predicted I'd only get visitation until I have a stable place, and child support would likely be enough to only partially pay for motel living, so I needed to quickly get a job. How can the world treat a mum like this? My adult kids arranged to meet me and told me there's a reason even their grandma called my ex an alley cat. They offered to sneak food from dining halls when I visit and lend me clothes for interviews, but said their dad laid down the law with regards to sending money, and that it's not my fault, but at some point, the shows of fickle affection they've seen during their childhood, where they face bullying and watch people like me, who are kind, be scorned. And in all that instability, accomplishments and money were the only constants, and that has made them emotionally apathetic. So that it's hard to fix because it goes hand in hand with the overreactive, having sense of self-preservation they've acquired. They blame it on watching how self-preservation got their dad far, and the lack of it crushed others. I was able to sell the few things that my ex did not bother to claw away from me. I have enough to book a room at a hotel for about a week, but then I don't know. I asked my newly 16-year-old if she'd want to stay with me when I get a motel room. She started crying and begging her dad to let me stay. I will fight for custody with every ounce of strength I have, but I'm guessing her siblings are telling her to enlist self-preservation and stay with her dad. I understand, I do. But she still needs her mum. I'm in contact with a shelter. Hopefully I can find someone who will fight for me to get housing, but I don't know what my future holds. And I think it's fair to say that the majority of the comments after this one was just saying there is just so much delusion within one post. And, you know, it's just incredibly sad at the same time. And a lot of people praying that this isn't real, of course. But what do you guys make of this situation? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, your time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love. Brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. ABC.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.